talk about it later.
I hope you're working on that list. Dick, not a dick, Kevin.
Okay, number one. Chimps who kill. Dick, not a dick.
Dick. It's Allison 97.3, 648. It's 648, Kevin.
Justified homicide.
Kevin whom?
Kevin Smith.
Yes.
Director of many, many fabulous movies and also runner overeth of Timeth.
Standing in for the guy who did it with a lady and had a kid.
That's right. That's exactly.
Named, no name.
That's right. In a minute, we're going to play. I knew you wouldn't be ready. 800-400-FM-97.
The first of many games we'll be playing
right.
today.
Is this just the first one?
First one.
Yeah.
Is it traffic time?
It is traffic
time. We got to check in with Kathy.
Yeah.
How are you doing in the traffic tower? A little TT, Kathy.
I'm doing fantastic.
Rock the mic. Tell us what's going on.
All right.
Safeway's your sponsor. Shop with your Safeway club card today and earn a savings award. See store for details. Go ahead, Kathy.
All right. There's an accident in Petaluma, South 101 past Petaluma Boulevard North. It's a pickup truck off the roadway. Ended up on its side against a fence. Tow truck's on the way with 50 feet of cable. Traffic slows at the scene and then past it. It slows from the Petaluma River Bridge to Petaluma Boulevard South. Injury accident in San Leandro, South 238 past 880. Car off the roadway into a tree. Emergency vehicles are there. Westbound 80 slows approaching Appian Way due to an earlier car fire over on the right shoulder. Daly City, southbound 280 at Ceremony Boulevard. Vehicle overturned off the roadway. Roadways are really slick because it's raining and people aren't slowing down. Accident in San Jose, story on ramp to North 101. Two vehicles spun out there. And an accident in Oakland, 98th Avenue on ramp to North 880. Accident there involving a couple of cars that spun off the roadway. Bay Bridge, the metering lights are on now. It's backed up to the 880 overcrossing. Golden Gate Bridge, traffic okay, and BART's on time. Traffic brought to you by Cost Plus World Market. Tired of your tabled settings? Come to Cost Plus World Market. Update your dinnerware. Save up to 30% on 16-piece ceramic dinnerware sets. Get four place settings starting at just $38.99. Whether the showers will continue off and on, highs will be in the 50s and 60s. 651, I'm Kathy. That's Bay Area Traffic with Alice at 97.3.
Thank you, Kathy.
You're welcome.
Kathy!
Yeah, Kevin!
Are you with me? Are you with me?
I'm with you, baby.
Right on.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Hold on. What? No, that's not the one I want. I want
what's
one.
That? Hovering up here in the atmosphere. Beaming down some birthday love. Is this you singing again?
No. It's Micro Pixie. Beaming down birthday love.
Birthday love. Oh, is it birthday time again?
It is birthday time.
God, there are people born every day, aren't there?
I know. Pain in the
and
ass.
We always have to mention them.
We do. Catherine O'Hara is 51 years old.
The great Catherine O'Hara from SCTV.
Love.
The Christopher Guest movies.
Sure.
Home Alone, if you're into that kind
great
of nonsense.
Great on 6 Feet Under. She had a little arc on 6 Feet
Surviving
Under.
Surviving Christmas.
I don't watch that. She was in Surviving Christmas with a dear friend of mine, James Gandolfini. No, Ben Affleck. Ben Affleck.
Did you see that movie?
I did. What I did liked it, actually. Look, I'm predisposed to like anything that dude does.
All right, sorry.
I think
just
he's funny.
I'm just
funny. And I think he's really funny in that movie.
I was Gilly good?
Gilly's watchable, as Maddie will back me up. It's a watchable film. It's not terrible. Surviving Christmas, in a fair world, people would have given Ben props for that role because he was funny. He went for it. He did something different, and I think he achieved.
You're a good friend.
Yes. I'm a good friend. You want me getting your back, don't you?
Yeah, definitely. Oh. Well, you're very, very defensive when it comes to Ben. Like, we even try to make light jokes
get
about Ben,
him.
And you're just
he's
not
a buddy.
Having it. Yeah.
No, I like him. I believe in him, obviously. I keep casting the dude, right? But that's how
he's got something on you, doesn't he?
It's Catherine O'Hara's birthday, isn't it?
It is.
Right on. Kit Kat. Happy birthday, Kit Kat.
Tim, listener of the show, friend of Maddie, his birthday's today. Apparently he's despondent over some breakup that he just cannot get over. And he needs to move on with his life. It's your birthday. Today's the day for a clean
break, Tim.
Happy birthday, Tim.
Somebody that knows Tim, F him.
Yeah. Move on, Tim. You can do it.
Plenty of fish in the sea, as they say, Tim. And here in this town, you can get massages left and right that I see now are happy releases based
that's right.
on
anything you
happy
want.
Endings, full releases. Come on, Tim, move on.
Patricia Heaton from Everybody Loves Raymond is 47.
She has great ears. You ever watch that show?
I've watched it.
It's a nice second and a half. She has huge, fantastic ears.
You're into ears.
She hates Matt. She hates Matt.
She don't like you?
Yeah, they got in a fight.
What? You got in a fight about what?
Because Maddie brought up Remedy. What's the chick's name? Leah Remini.
And she doesn't like
why?
Her?
Why? Why doesn't she like her?
Because they hate each other.
No,
and Maddie,
that.
Maddie
was, something
was poking and prying.
I poked something, and she's not. I don't think she's a very good person.
Did she come into the show?
No, we were in LA. I honestly think that she's just not a very good person.
She's Catholic.
Well, that doesn't make her a good person.
It doesn't?
No, my nana's Catholic. She's not a good person.
She's not a good person? What do you mean?
I might be wrong.
Not a good person.
Really? She hates quote-unquote lower races or something?
She does. She's racist.
Does she?
Well, you know,
Those old-timers, they're all racist,
I know. She's not blatant about it, but definitely she hates gays, and she's, right. you know, just thinks the way... She's just really uppity. Like, when I was a kid, if I ever swore in front of her, she'd, like, freak out and call me a commoner, which, of course, I am.
Commoner.
And,
you know, dirty commoner.
Right. That's the way commoners speak.
Sarah Commoner coming at you.
That's exactly.
Alice
right.
97.3.
And she's actually won, like, some award for her Catholicness.
For her bigotry?
Yeah. Something. Michael T. Williamson.
Wait. Let's go back.
To what?
So, Patricia Heaton, Great Ears. That's all
okay,
I'm going to say
great.
About that. She's good on that show, too. You ever watch Raymond?
I do watch it.
I only caught up with that show on reruns when they, you know, syndicated.
I've never caught up with it.
It's actually a funny show. It's a well-cast show.
There are some funny moments.
He's funny.
Dedicate myself to.
I like that guy.
We got to play Guess the Celebrity in a minute. Oh. With Kevin Smith, by the way.
No, you held up the wrong card, didn't you?
He meant reset.
Oh. I was like, we haven't even
Kevin
played
Smith
Dead or Alive
sitting
yet.
In for No Name.
Who had a baby.
And with his wife. They did it, and the baby came 9 months later. And then so me and Sarah chilling out. Sarah That's Clark right. in the morning. It's the Kevin and Sarah show.
Yes, it is.
I threw my name first.
That's okay.
I should.
I believe that you actually won the right to do that yesterday when we played strip trivia.
Totally. Mm-hmm. You're talking about after the show ended.
No, didn't we early on? I said if you can get this next question, you'll get
to... I can rename the show.
I can't remember.
Right on.
Michael T. Williamson is 45. He was Bubba from Forrest Gump, and then he
I believe
was, like,
his
raped,
name is
so.
McKelty Williamson.
Oh, is it McKelty?
Yeah. Well done, though.
Yeah.
I'm sure he feels like...
Michael T.
Michael T. McKelty.
I like it. Michael T. Williamson.
Dude's like, it's my birthday. Can't even get my name right.
Mm,
he
yeah.
was Bubba.
He
shrimp
was.
Is the food of the sea. That was his line.
Fried shrimp.
Yeah.
Skewered shrimp.
Yep.
I can't think of any shrimp.
He's also in. What did I just watch recently? He was in.
He raped some woman too, didn't he? Didn't he just go to jail?
No,
or something?
No,
yes.
no,
no. He did. Yeah,
no.
Find that for me. He was in.
Are you thinking of Anthony Anderson?
No, I'm not. No. Who was let off?
Charges?
Yeah, he was let off. No, McKelty Williamson. Michael T. Williamson.
Don't tell me that.
No, he did.
Not Bubba.
Can you find it?
Please,
we'll get back to
please.
Stephen Weber from Wings.
Yeah, let's confirm that story.
No, it's totally true.
Is it?
It is true. Something happened. He beat the hell out of someone. I can't remember. Something happened to him. 44 years old is Stephen Weber from Wings.
Stephen Weber from Wings, who was in the terrible, terrible TV remake of The Shining. Who stepped in. The only guy who
I
had
didn't
the
see
nads.
The terrible, terrible.
The nards, remake. As they said in Monster Squad. Back in the 80s. To stand in for Jack Nicholson on that in that
who
terrible
that?
Shining remake. Who would dare to be like, all right, I'll do it.
Who played Olive Oil's part?
Olive Oil was played by, are you ready for me, Ralph? Rebecca De Mornay from Risky Business.
Oh.
She played Wendy. Can you imagine a worse version of The Shining, Stephen
no.
Weber and Rebecca De Mornay? And yeah. I like Rebecca De Mornay.
I actually like her, too.
You forgot a birthday.
Whose?
Andrew.
Oh.
It's Andrew's birthday.
Andrew.
I don't even know.
Yay!
Is 19 years old today.
19.
Mm. I hadn't forgotten it. I'm not even halfway through
oh, you're not?
Birthday.
The
like,
guy
it's
who
impossible to
done.
Do anything with it. I'm telling you, with Kevin Smith in here, it's like I don't know why I prepare.
The guy
I don't know why
was,
I did it.
Andrew's the guy essentially who stole the pyramid, the $100,000 pyramid game, and then now you call it the
Andrew.
I don't even know.
Game.
It's pyramid.
He's pyramid stole from him for to get the record.
He's 19. Do the math. Pyramid's been around for hundreds of years.
Right. Did you find the McKelty Williamson story?
I didn't see it anywhere.
I don't think you're right.
No, I'm right.
Can somebody, anybody got the anybody have any news about McKelty
right.
Williams?
Can we just do a search
what?
On like...
Christian, who, Christian Case, ladies and gentlemen, is the moderator at my website, www.vosq.com, where you must go to pick up your Vulgarthon tickets.
Mm-hmm.
My Little Film Festival.
Or Vulgarthon.com.
Or Vulgarthon.com, well remembered. So Christian Case is a brilliant man who moderates our website, and he is the go-to for anything. If you ever need anything, any information, he can pluck it from cyberspace. The other day when I mentioned denim and leather, he was the guy who found denim and leather and sent it to Maddie, the Saxon tune.
I hope you're paying
him
well.
I am.
Good.
Thanks. Christian, can you find anything... about McKelty Williams, Williamson or Williams?
Williamson.
Williamson being in trouble recently.
As M-Y-K-E-L-T-I.
You know, Bubba from
who are you talking to? Christian?
He's just talking to some random person no one's ever heard of. Don't, just let it go. He's talking to the ethers.
I'm giving him a shout out. And also, your producer told me to go to him.
That's actress Patsy Kensit is 37
Patsy
years
Kensit,
old.
Patsy Kensit, who was in a movie called 21 many years ago. She was also married to the dude who sang Wonderwall.
That's right. Noel, wasn't it? Or was she married to the other one? Noel Gallagher or Liam?
She was married to the bitter one, Liam. Right. They were both bitter.
Today is going to be the day.
That's right.
I'm going to give it back to you.
We didn't sing enough yet today. Remember yesterday we were singing all the time?
It was fun.
My peoples, are you with me? Where are you at? In the front, in the back. Killer bees on attack.
That's
my Wu-Tang, my little Wu-Tang sample for today.
Emilio Estefan from the Miami Sound Machine is 52 years old.
Gloria Estefan's husband.
That is correct.
One, two, three, four.
Come on, baby, say you love me.
Five, six, seven times.
Eight,
my favorite
nine,
Gloria
ten,
Estefan
11.
Song, though, would have to be Words Get in the Way.
No, it's not.
Yes.
Your favorite Gloria Estefan song is The Rhythm Is Gonna Get You.
Yeah. No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
I'm not going to change my mind.
Any longer.
The mother music getting stronger. No, you can't get up any longer.
What is this?
Dude, this is the ultimate classic.
This sounds familiar, but...
Whoever lip-synced this song is a genius. Rico.
Rico Suave.
All right, just turn this off.
Going back, Patsy Kensit, also in Lethal Weapon 2. She was Mel Gibson's girlfriend who gets killed and sends him crazy again where he starts acting like the Three Stooges.
Hmm.
Patsy Kensit. How old is she today?
37.
Wow. 37?
Yeah.
It's a quote from my movie.
Oh. Okay, let's see.
Magic time, everyone.
Alice, everyday rewards. Word of the day.
I give up, by the way. Can you move so I can see the word? Texas is the word of the day. T-E-X-A-S.
Where Sandy the Squirrel, Sandy Cheeks, is from Texas.
That's right.
You know that.
Absolutely.
Who's that?
Yeah, who's
you don't have kids, do you? SpongeBob's little friend, the squirrel, lives under the sea.
Oh, yeah.
Do you watch a lot of SpongeBob, like I'm forced to?
I like SpongeBob.
It grows on you, doesn't it?
It does. And some of the funny songs that they sing are great. I don't know who writes for them, but they're, you know, I'm sure it's
funny
someone
show.
I should know, but it's a good show.
Very funny show. It's a show that I was like, I don't want to watch this, and then really got into it to the point where I'm like, hey, you want to watch SpongeBob? And she's like, no. And I'm like, well, we're gonna.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the movie just came out on DVD on Tuesday.
Did.
Yeah, the movie, I thought the movie stunk.
Oh, we've watched it, I don't know how many times this week in our house.
Yeah.
It's, not that it stunk, but it was just, I thought it
Kathy,
was.
Kathy, you got kids?
Oh, I have two.
Yeah.
I have a freshman and a seventh grader.
Oh, and they still watch the movie.
My seventh grader does.
Right on. We've been staying in the hotel for 3 days, and I bought that pay-per-view four times until I realized I can go down to Virgin and buy a copy of the movie.
Yeah.
For less.
For less. And keep playing it ad nauseum.
Over and over.
Now that we're men, I changed my underwear. Now that we're men.
Purple. Where were we? I can't even remember. Oh, yeah, so the word of the day is Texas. T-E-X-A-S. Take it to RadioAlice.com. Plug it in. Get your point.
Did you see the SpongeBob episode where they're making fun of Sandy for being from Texas?
Yes.
She wants to go home, and they're like, I'm Texas.
Yeah, it's good, and she does the hi-ya on the sand.
Well, she's always
shape
doing
of Texas.
Totally.
Yeah.
That's well-remembered. Excellent.
Thank
point.
You. She cries into her helmet and has to
flush it. Oh, my God. You haven't seen it recently. You still either that or you just remember.
I just remember that episode in particular.
Yeah,
because
it's very
not
touching.
Not nice to make fun of where someone's from.
Right, and also, but they weren't making fun of it. They were trying to. They threw her a Texas party.
In the end,
yes.
In the end,
but that's what they were doing.
What's
the reason,
difference between Texas and stupid or whatever?
But the
it was.
Only reason, remember, that they made fun of Texas was to keep her from getting on the bus to go back
to Texas.
So they didn't really feel that way about Texas.
Right, of course not. They don't even know what Texas
is. No, they don't. They're sea creatures.
What do you think of David Hasselhoff in the movie?
Good.
You know, tight.
Nice.
Washboard stomach.
He's a great interview, by the way.
All
is
right,
he really?
Guys,
yeah.
Please let me just finish this break, and then we'll do Dead or Alive. And no guess the celebrity this time.
No!
There's no way we can, Huma.
Yes,
I mean, it's already after 7. I'm not even halfway.
Veto. Somebody veto her.
No.
Well,
keep
I want to say Evan Dando of the Lemonheads is 38.
Supposedly the world's prettiest man.
Next.
Who said that?
My wife.
Really? Grand Poobah, rapper guy, huh?
Yeah.
Brand Nubian, he's 39. Jason Newsted, formerly of Metallica, is 42 years old. And now,
chop your breakfast on a mirror.
Toe to toe with no name in a game of.
You roll right over my Metallica, man.
Yeah, because I'm trying to keep going. I'm trying to not.
Yeah, but that song rocks. That is one of the best songs of all time.
Terry?
Master
of Puppets.
Darling?
Yes.
Are you ready?
Good to know.
I'm ready.
All right, Terry. We're going to play Dead or Alive.
Terry's a guy? Terry, do you spell it with an I or a Y?
Actually, it's Perry with a P.
Oh, Perry.
Wow. Who's responsible?
That would be no...
Dude, I called him Terry like 3 times and he didn't correct me and corrects me on the air.
You called me Snoop Dogg 3 times.
I know. I thought you were Snoop Dogg for a sec. Sorry.
Perry, what's up, sir? Sorry.
All right, here we go. Just tell me Dead or Alive. Let Kevin answer first, please.
Ugh, I hate
Thank
going
you.
First.
You have to go first.
I know. I figured that out.
Chris Squire. Dead or Alive?
Alive.
He's alive.
Of course, the bass player of Yes. Paula Prentice.
Paula Prentice, alive.
Also alive.
That Wife of Richard Benjamin.
66 years old.
Wow, she's getting up there.
Actress. Newt Rockne.
Dead.
Definitely dead.
He is definitely dead.
Football.
He was a college football
killed
coach.
By football. Killed by football. Killed by a rabid football.
Actually died in a plane crash.
Who mauled his foot off.
Oh, right.
Yes.
Gwen Wells.
Gwen Wells. I'm going to have to go with dead.
Alive.
She is, in fact, dead. Died in 93. The very young woman, 42 years old. She was an actress who was in Boy's Life, Eating, Sticky Fingers, The Men's Club, Between the Lines, Nashville, Hit, and The Safe Place. She died of cancer.
Wow.
Tommy Champ Paul.
Ouch. Tommy Champ Paul. With a name like Champ, you got to be alive.
I'd say dead.
He is dead. Tied back up, 4-4. Tommy was a professional boxer. He died in 92. Featherweight.
Guess he gave up the title.
And finally, Miriam Makeba.
I'm going to say alive.
Alive.
Alive. How old is Miriam Makeba?
For a tiebreaker?
For a tiebreaker.
Miriam Makeba, I would say, is 43.
Perry?
I can't believe I literally was going to guess 43. Let's do the over, 44.
You win, Perry. She is 73 years old today.
Wow.
Hey, can looks I play like Guess the Celebrity real quick?
You want to play Guess the Celebrity?
You want to play Guess the Celebrity 2?
Wow, this is a back-to-back.
Wow.
You know what?
This is unheard of.
Fine. Why not? Sure. I just don't care.
Perry, for the record, your name has been corrected on the screens now. It's
okay.
Perry.
And for the record, it's not even my name.
Perry's not your name either?
What's
your
name? Snoop Dogg.
What name is Snoop? Chris. No. I don't know who Snoop Dogg. I don't know.
His name is Chris.
I don't care what your name is. I just want to get through this break and move on with my life. Okay.
The name of the construction truck I've been driving behind for the past 3 miles.
I see.
All right, darling.
All right, Chris. What's up?
I just won Dead or Alive, and I'm going to win Guess the Celebrity.
No, you're
right
not.
On.
You're
power
you're
of positive
dreaming.
Thinking.
Dreaming.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Good luck, everyone. I share the same birthday as Kim Basinger.
Newt Rockne.
Motley Crue and Ozzy were two of my biggest fans. One of my trademarks is my beret.
Monica
Carlos
Lewinsky.
Santana.
I said Monica Lewinsky.
Sam Kinison.
Sam Kinison is correct.
Wow. I wouldn't call that, but that's not a beret.
It is.
That hat is not a beret. It's a snap cap. It's a Buster Brown.
But
it started out as a beret.
That's not right.
Kango.
It doesn't matter. He still got it.
He still got it.
But dude, that information is incorrect.
Well, don't listen.
Don't be a sore loser, dude.
I'm not a sore loser.
You lost twice just now.
I say give it to
you would get to know that you just can't trust anything Hooman says.
Don't know. Don't jump on his side.
I am jumping on his side, but I'm trying to call him.
He's derailed the show the entire day.
I'm happy to see you win, Chris. I'm glad you won back-to-back, but Hooman, that is not a beret.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not. It's a snap cap. It's a Buster Brown.
It's close to a beret.
You look up beret. Google beret. It's close to beret. That's like saying, well, Sam Kinison is close to
Scott Fan.
To
some sucky comedian.
Yeah.
He actually used to wear a beret early in his career.
That's right.
He did not. Don't lie for Hooman, dude. You've already won. Don't worry about
it. Okay, you're doubling down. Listen to me. You have 50,000 points, Chris Perry. Do you want to risk them to go for the 100,000 points by answering a question about Sam Kinison, or do you want to walk with your 50,000?
I want to risk it. I want to go all the way.
Good.
Can I steal?
Yes,
no.
You can.
No.
But don't steal until he answers.
Until he passes. Right on.
Okay. With as much detail as possible, how did I die in 1992?
Going to or from Las Vegas in a car crash with his new wife.
That's correct.
Yeah, I'll take that.
I'll take that, too.
All right, 100,000 points.
Wearing a beret.
Wearing a beret, damn it.
We're taking a break. When we come back, we're going to do the full-ass news with Kevin Smith, people.
Everything in Pontiac's $1 million.